From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 15, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials have approved the demolition of a former baseball bat manufacturing facility built in 1930 and destroyed by Hurricane Irene in 2011. The 12-acre property is located on Route 23 in Prattsville and is bordered by the Schoharie and Hunterfields Creek. The action was taken as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's buyout program. Under that program, Greene County will pay for the cost of the demolition upfront and be reimbursed by the federal agency later on. Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District Director Jeff Black said, and I quote, "This is the last of the properties to be demolished through the FEMA funding we received due to Hurricane Irene," end quote. The work must be completed by June 30th. Under the FEMA buyout program, property owners are reimbursed the pre-flood value of properties located within flood zones and then return the lots to a forever wild designation under municipal ownership. A total of 23 Greene County properties went through the process. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Gail Heinsohn writes in the Chatham Courier that two incumbent candidates are seeking re-election to the Chatham Village Board. Lenora Packett has served on the board since 2012. She is the director of Chatham Preschool and a real estate broker. Packett said she has, and I quote, "great respect for Mayor Tom Curran, my fellow board members and employees and volunteers of our community. We work together to find solutions that will benefit the citizens and our great village," end quote. Packett is running with Gunnar Warden, a 2014 graduate of Chatham High School. He was appointed in January to fill the unexpired term of Adrian Morrell. Warden said, and I quote, "I thank Mayor Curran for his support, along with the support of countless other community members," end quote. Packett and Warden's names will appear on the Chatham's United Party line. Polls will be open noon to 9 p.m. today, Tuesday, March 15th, at the Tracy Memorial Village Hall. Education Week is reporting that the U.S. Senate voted on Monday, March the 14th, to confirm John B. King Jr. as the U.S. Secretary of Education on a vote of 49-40. King had been serving as acting secretary since January. He served as New York State Commissioner of Education from 2011 through 2014, where he oversaw the state's transition to the Common Core state standards and new standardized assessments. While the state's Common Core curriculum garnered national praise, the state teachers union and other education advocates became vigorous opponents of King's approach to policy and his relationship with educators. King began serving as a senior advisor to former Education Secretary Arne Duncan in early 2015. King's nomination by President Barack Obama did meet with some resistance. Prior to the vote Monday, the Conservative Heritage Action Committee urged senators to vote no on the nomination. The group criticized his record as New York State Education Commissioner on issues related to the Common Core and testing. Testing opt-out advocates also pushed back against King's confirmation. You can read that full story at Politics, K-12, an Education Week blog. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that interim Catskill Superintendent Anne-Marie Barkham last week publicly presented the third draft of the Catskill Schools District proposed 2016-17 budget. The proposed spending plan totals $39.3 million, representing a 2.11% decrease in spending over the current year. Barkman said next steps include a review of projected expenses for the next school year, an overview of revenue, and the addition of two fine arts teachers. Barkman said the district is currently using Quasar 3 BOCES for its business functions. The district intends to reorganize its business office and bring many of its positions back in-house. Barkman said this will include the appointment of a new district treasurer and senior account clerk and the creation of a business official and benefits coordinator post. Barkman said the district will also create a Catskill High School Business Department Media Center to replace the BOCES media program to save money as well. The interim superintendent said a combined reduction of nearly $345,000 in retirement, Social Security, workers' compensation, and unemployment insurance has been made. The board will next meet on Wednesday, March 23rd in the Catskill High School Library. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For our final story, Anna Hogel is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Ghent Town Board has extended by 3 months a moratorium on new commercial construction townwide. The extended moratorium, which temporarily restricts businesses and industrial development, does not expire until the end of May, although it could end sooner if the board amends its zoning code. The development ban was instituted last year while the town board appointed Commercial Zoning Review Committee prepared recommendations for amendments to the local commercial zoning to reflect the guidelines contained in the town's comprehensive plan. That committee has now completed its work, and its recommendations have been incorporated into the proposed zoning amendments. Once the amendments are adopted, the moratorium will expire. The public will have the opportunity to comment on the amendments at a hearing to be held at Town Hall on Thursday, April the 7th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of sprinkles before 2 p.m., It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 53 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of sprinkles after 8 p.m. There will be patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly afternoon. Patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 58 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 44. And for Thursday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, with a high near 57 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 36. Sunrise today was at 7.04 a.m., and the sun will set at 7.03 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight. That is 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 15th day of March, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.